Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is now time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. And we will get your letter, and we could be reading it live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: I don't think my husband likes black women. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 40 years old. 40 years old and married to an older man. He's an entrepreneur, and I'm in the insurance field. He's out and about rubbing elbows with bigwigs every day. At least that's how he describes his line of work. He dabbles in real estate, and he owns a few parking lots, and he just acquired another one. When he's at home, he's asleep or he's on his computer. We used to cook at home together and watch movies. That was our thing. But over the holidays, he said that lying around watching movies is a waste of my time, and waste of my time when I could be spending the time working on myself. He suggested that I get a hobby like playing tennis or golfing. I rolled my eyes when he said it because I'm not interested in sports. He told me it was just like a black woman to cop an attitude and roll my eyes. Lately, he's made remarks about me not being driven or having ambition. He said it's a cultural thing and black women like to settle. I've been at my job for 22 years. I can retire in 8 years. I love what I do, and I don't want to be self-employed. Saturday, he asked when I was getting my braids taken out and getting a more professional hairstyle. He said if it's not braids, it's a weave. You and these hairstyles. He's also said my behind is nice now, but as I get older, I might want to start working out so it doesn't spread. I usually ignore him, but I went off that day, and he said he expected me to react that way because black women are so reactive. I think he's got something against black women, or maybe it's me. I don't feel comfortable at home anymore. Excuse me. What is going on with him? Wow. Well, you know what? I say this. When a person lets you know who they are, believe them, okay? He's shown you who he is and how he feels about you and black women. And, excuse me, that's who he is now. The one thing that a person should never do is compare their partner to someone else. And he's being so nasty about it, too. Just because you're not doing what he wants you to do and how he wants you to do it, now all of a sudden, something is wrong with you. Now you have an attitude or you're an angry black woman. It's one thing to get those type of stereotypes from others, but not from your own, especially your husband. Come on. You should be angry and hurt. It's okay that you went off on him by the way he's talking to you now. All these comments about it being a cultural thing and just like black women to do this or that and about your braids, they're mean. They're insensitive. It sounds like he's out and about now. Like he said, he's meeting new people, women especially, and he's changed as people often do in relationships, and he thinks the grass is greener now on the other side just because he's out now. You say you usually ignore him, but I say to you, don't ignore him this time. If you think you need to start taking better care of yourself, handle that. Take from it what you need and discard the rest, but do it for you. Do it for you, not for him. Steve?
Well, I don't know how we keep dancing around this big white elephant in this room, but I can't. I don't know what the hell we talking about here because, ain't nobody mentioned race in this letter except for the fact that you said, I don't think my husband like black women. Well, let's wait a minute. Where did that come from? Why would you just, I don't like my husband likes black women? Now, I read the whole letter. And you never once mentioned who your husband was. So now what you've done for me is you've allowed me to open up the door of speculation. I am free to now read into this letter what I want to read into it and read in between the lines. Now, you ain't said nothing in this letter about your husband being black. And you did not mention that your husband was white. But he got a white dude wrote all over me in this letter. Nah, you done married a white dude. Now you done discovered he don't like your black ass. Oh, here we go. No, Shirley, ain't no need looking at me on your Zoom. You had your turn. And ain't nobody gonna say nothing about this letter but me. I'm here for it. Let's begin. I'm 40 years old and married to an older man. He's an entrepreneur. I'm in the insurance field. He's out and about rubbing elbows with big wigs every day. At least that's how he describes his line of work. He dabbles in real estate. He owns a few parking lots and just acquired another one. When he's at home, he sleeps on his computer. We used to cook at home together and watch movies. That was our thing. But over the holidays, he said, lying around watching movies, here we go, is a waste of time when I could be spending that time working on myself. Here is a husband. You did not say how long you all were married, but it's gotten to the point where something is starting to happen. He suggested that I get a hobby like playing tennis or golfing. That ain't a black request. No, sir. No, sir. Very few black men come in the house and go, you need to pick up a hobby like tennis or golfing. First of all, I don't want my wife to play golf. That's the one place I go where I can get away from everybody for 4 or 5 hours. And I don't want her up there playing no damn golf. Steve, where my ball? How I do this? How I swing that? Well, I need some more balls. Let me use your club. My club's too long for you, baby. We're not going to do that. So here was the first inkling that you could be married to a white dude. He suggested that you go play tennis or golf. Now, it's a lot of blacks that play tennis and golf, so I don't want to make you think that. Lots of black tennis players, good ones too, a lot of good black golfers. I play golf. I'm not a good one, but I play. Come back and I'll tell you what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We'll have part two of this strawberry letter. The subject is, I don't think my husband likes black women, right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I don't think my husband likes black women.
Now, for this woman to say this, y'all, and then not tell us whether her husband was black, white, Latino, anything like that. It all it leaves is a letter of speculation. So all I could do is dig into it my way and read between the lines. Now, they don't watch TV no more, movies, and cook together. So now, over the holidays, he told her, you could be better spending your time working on yourself. Okay, so somebody's getting disgruntled, know where he's out dabbling and working out in the field, like you say, and now he's starting to meet some different kind of people, I think. He suggested I get a hobby like playing tennis or golfing. A lot of black people play tennis. A lot of people play golf. The Black Enterprise Golf and Tennis Classic used to be one of my favorite events to attend. I used to love going down there, hanging out with them bougie-ass black people. I really did, man, because they was all in corporate America. Everybody was me, but they asked me not to come back down there one time. I said something at American Airlines event that didn't go really, really
back
well.
Back to the letter. Thank you.
This is about the letter. This is about the Black Enterprise Golf and Tennis Classic, which was excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Anyway.
Brother Earl Graves and his vision was outstanding for that. Miss him dearly. Anyway, then you said I'm not interested in sport. Then he said, he told me it was just like a black woman to cop an attitude and roll my eyes. You should have said, oh, like your mama. But then you didn't say that because his mama white. See, there are no comebacks in this letter. There are no snappy comebacks. That's why I'm thinking the lady is throwed off because she thought she married a well-rounded person that didn't see race or color. But it's starting to show up in this letter. Lately, he's made remarks about me not being driven and having ambition. He said it's a cultural thing and black women like to settle. What black woman are you talking about, though? Because that ain't who I'd have met. They some of the hardest scrappers and hustlers I've ever met in my life. Black women, you talk about somebody that can pick up the ball and run with it. You talk about somebody know how to hold it down. You know how somebody know how to put it all together and make it work. That's black women.
Yes, sir.
Now, all of a sudden, his thing is, it's just like a black woman, cop an attitude and roll away. And then he said it's a cultural thing. Black women like to settle. That's a cultural thing. I'm getting confused in this letter. I've been on my job 22 years. I could retire in 8. I love what I do, and I don't want to be self-employed. Saturday, he asked if I was getting my braids taken out and getting a more professional hairstyle. Oh, okay. Oh, you went down there and saw the little movie Barbie, huh? All right. Oh, now you want long, straight hair. Okay. He said, if it's not braids, it's a weave. You and these hairstyles. He's also said, my behind is nice now, but as I get older, I might want to start working out so it don't spread. Wow. I usually ignore him, but I went off that day, and he said he expected me to react that way because black women are so reactive. I don't understand this letter. I just really, really don't. I don't really give a damn if your husband black or white. I don't like him. I don't like you sitting there talking about it. But what, Shirley?
Don't you think if he was white, she would have said that, though?
That's what I think. Yeah.
But yeah. See, not necessarily. Mm. I would think she would say he was white, but she didn't.
Yeah.
But then she says, I don't think my husband liked black women. He got a mama, and he married you. So I'm a little stuck on this. But I'm thinking it's something else to this letter. Mm. I really am. That's what I think.
We don't know if we got a white letter.
I think he's got something against black women, or maybe it's me. See, that's what makes me. I think he got something against black women, or maybe it's just me. I see, it just sounds like I don't feel comfortable at home anymore. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what made me think it's white dude out there. I don't feel comfortable at home anymore. Because the only way this can work is one of these two things. All I can gather from this letter is this right here. That she's either tired, he's tired of her.
Yes, that's what it sounds like for sure.
Or, in his business, his line of work, he's been running around meeting all types of these new people. And now he's saying, wow, what I got at the house ain't all that after all.
He's comparing
why don't you get
his
rid of them braids.
Right.
Your body gonna spread.
There you
exactly.
go.
I like,
your
why don't
hair.
You take your hair out?
Yeah,
you know, maybe
he's
going
attitude.
That route.
Yeah.
But I really don't care, y'all, if he black or white.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you married the white dude, now his true colors then came out. And if you married a black dude, leave him.
What? Because he's real Hollywood with it. Yeah. He's brand
know,
new.
I mean, but I'm leaving the white dude or the black dude. It just don't sound like this is a relationship you need to stay. Like your butt is okay right now, but as you get older, it may spread. Yeah, it's
but she's right. It doesn't sound like he likes black women, black or white. It doesn't matter. It doesn't sound like this man likes her anymore or black
well,
women as a whole.
All of his statements are anti-black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden you came to this? See, I don't really know if it's a black dude or a white dude, but I know you don't need to be with him.
Yeah. Amen to that.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Put my butt in a box. Kiss it. Don't miss a corner.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.